Sağlık.
Okay, Russ, so we continue the new packet 8. The Indian, the famous tshuva of the Oneg Yontif. The Oneg Yontif was from the Gedolei Achronim. He was the, from Bialystok. And each tshuva that he wrote, as Rav Schechter pointed out, is very fascinating. And there's a famous tshuva that he wrote regarding bittel. You know, being bittel yovish biyovish. Like we talked about the concept of if a person has three pieces of meat, and two of them are kosher, right? Two from McDovid's and one from McDonald's, right? Three pieces of meat, and you can't tell which is which. So you have three pieces, two are kosher, one is treif. And and that's the halacha that you could eat all three. We had all the various questions about one person, vasachas, all these different things. So the question that he deals with here, al devarshin is arvu chutin shel nitvu l'shem tzitzis. The chutin shel nitvu l'shem tzitzis. Imuter l'altilu v'vegedal kanfos olo. So, in other words, the tzitzis have to be spun l'shma, meaning you get the wool, and then you take the wool and you weave them into strings of tzitzis. So, you have to have in mind that you're doing it for the mitzvah of tzitzis. You have to do it l'shma. So, what happens if you say, for example, you made a mistake and you spun one of the chutin and you didn't have in mind l'shma, but 15 others that you did were good, but now it's all together in a pile and you can't discern one from the other because it doesn't look any different. If it's spun l'shma, l'shma is in your mind. But the bottom line is, it looks all the same. So, so the question at hand is, whether that's, do you say it's bottle? Just like if you have one treif piece of meat in with other kosher pieces of meat or not? And that is the question at hand. So at first glance, I would say, same thing, bottle. Just like I could eat a treif piece of meat, I could eat. Because it's now suffix, I can't tell the difference between the three pieces of meat, which is kosher, which is treif. I could eat all three. So maybe if I have 15 strings of tzitzis, say 14 were made l'shma, but one was just made to stam. Like someone made it, this kid was just playing around. And he had no idea that it's mitzvah, this, that. He was just playing around. So now, anytime I take the strings, I'm not going to know. Maybe I have that one string because it's mixed in. So maybe you should say bittel. Or no. Well, maybe we should say what? That bittel only applies if something is puzzle and you want to remove the psul. Something is treif. So now you want to treat it that it's not treif. But if something needs a positive attribution, l'shma, and it doesn't have it, so bittel cannot give something a positive trait that it doesn't have. It could only take away negative traits. Because that's what bittel normally is. You have non-kosher food that falls in. And that is the truth of the Oneg Yontif, and that's going to be his chiddush. That the chiddush of the Oneg Yontif is going to be that bittel is only if you have something treif and it falls in, so now the treif is taken away. But if you need a positive attribute, and you don't have it, so bittel is not going to be good, and then for the whole thing, you can't use any of the 14 strings. Because you're not going to know. Because one in those 14 strings, there's one that's definitely not made lishma, and I can't tell the difference, so you got to discard all 14.
Actually, 16, right? 4 times 4.
I'm just giving an example.
Oh, yeah, 4 puts in for a corner on a dollar.
I understand. I'm just giving an example that you made strings.
Okay.
You had 33 right. Strings. And you understand? Making for many pagoda, you know. That's his chiddush. I'll tell you a shayla that has come up. We know, this is the din that we saw in Shulchan Aruch, that say you have a tray fork. By mistake, you were eating dinner, and this happens every once in a while. You're eating dinner, and then in the middle of dinner, somebody discovers, hey, we're using the milchic things, and it's hot, or whatever. So you put it aside to catch it. So what happens? Comes Monday morning, and the cleaning lady sees it there, and she means well. So what does she do? She puts it back in. Like I have a Talmud, you know, I have a Talmud who was a Rav, an assistant Rav somewhere out in the boondocks. And, you know, when you have a mikveh, so the rainwater, the women don't go into the rainwater itself. They go into the tap water that's attached to the rainwater. So the person, the caretaker there, looks at the rainwater, sees it's, you know, dirty rainwater, because the rainwater has been there for a long time. But you keep the rainwater there. And then every day, you take you plug it up, then you take the tap water out that the women have been toveling in, and then you refill it. So they have at least fresh, semi-fresh. If you're the first lady of the night, then you get the freshest. If you're the last lady of the night, but at least it's only one day old. But the real rainwater is what? It gets, you know, so he meant well, this guy. So what did he do? He took all the rainwater because he thought that was the dirt. He removed it. He flushed it down. So they lost their mikvah. So there was a whole discussion. Luckily, there was a lot of rain a couple of days later, and then they were able to, you know, restock, so the halacha strictly is that a treif kli is mixed in with other kalim, like you have one fork that's not kosher, and then, but then you put it back in the drawer, you're not allowed to put it back in the drawer, but by, if my mistake, I got back in the drawer, then it's what? Then it's bottle. Right. It's yavish b'yavish, mimba minu bottle. But there, what's the point? We have to take away a what? Something something negative. But say, for example, this is a shaila that has come up recently. You know, you go to the mikveh to you buy kalim from the guy, so you have to be tovel kalim. You know, metal, glass. You have to be tovel. So say you were tovel some, but some you weren't, and then it got mixed up, which were you tovel and which you weren't. And there's more that you are tovel than you weren't. But you say you have 10 forks, and 8 of them you were tovel, 2 of them you weren't, and now somehow they got all mixed together, so you don't know. So, according to the Oneg Yontif, you wouldn't say bittul, because here, Tvila is not just taking away. It might be, it's like Rav Shechter pointed out, it's giving a positive, like Rav Shechter pointed out from Rabbeinu Yonah, positive kedusha to it, etc. So then that could be an interesting question, whether by treif we would say, no, you know, it's okay, keep going. But when there is a requirement to have a positive attribute to something, and it doesn't, that could be a problem. Yeah. Right. We're saying that it... So you're asking, isn't that also a positive attribute? That you're... So let's read the truth.
It's neutral. It's the negative. It's the threat. It's the non-kosher one. That's the negative. It's not the kosher. That's the positive.
Right. Let's read inside. She'elam. Al dvar she'nis'arif chutim she'lo nitvul v'shem tzitzis, v'chutim she'nitvul v'shem tzitzis, Stapachnu tuva b'ze, im yesh lo dun b'ze din bittel. The Arab makom sofet the efshal lomar the lomari bittel ela b'dovar. Oh, doing an only yontif. Yeah. Okay, just to review for those that weren't here, we know there's a din bittel. Okay, that you have three pieces of meat, two from McDonald's and one from McDonald's. So you could eat all three, right? But what if you're making tzitzis? When you make tzitzis, you take the wool and you spun it into, and you have to do a lishma. So say you made 15 strings you spun. But one of them wasn't done lishma. One of them was done by a little kid just playing around. So now they're all together. And you know, you can't tell the difference from which one or the other. So do we say bittel? What do we say? No. Maybe bittel is only when you have a negative thing and you want to remove negativity. But if something needs a positive trait, heinu lishma, and it's lacking that positive trait, then what? Then maybe bittel can't give positive traits that were not there. So this is the Oneg Yontif. The Chiddush of the Oneg Yontif is you don't say bittel by lishma. Because lishma, you need that positive trait. So now we're reading it inside. L'chora, because Max Shlita was asking that maybe you should view kosher meat as something positive. So what do we say? No, kosher meat is not something positive. Treif, it's like what Chazan Hess just said. Treif is negativity. Kosher is just neutral. And then treif is... So let's see. Pshuva. First glance, we should say bittel. Something has an iser psul. Nistalik psule ma'elav. Venasa kedovish and it's batalmo. Vimo od psule. But if you need a positive maisa, like kumo matzah, shalonotha lishma, say for matzah, that it wasn't baked lishma for the mitzvah. Because there are few matzahs hafuyas lishma. They would say you have 15 matzahs. One was made wasn't made lishma, right? And 15 were made lishma. But one of them in there is not lishma. So can we say bittul or no? Bittul can't give a positive attribute. Nami lo mahani nushem shenitz badal lo yosig malas hamevatel. Dai lo nushem moel bittul lahasir chisaron hamevatel. Velo lahasig mailas hamevatel. In other words, maybe bittul could say if something has a chisaron and it's the miyut and it's so it takes away the chisaron. But if you need a maila, then not. Say again?
When you do something lishma, you're thinking
it. Right, but once you think it, then you imbued this a positive attribute.
Whereas with the trade foods or not, it's more physical. Something like the meat is either trade for it's kosher. So it's more, so the way I'm understanding.
You're right, one is physical, in other words. I don't know which is more of a chiddush. I would think maybe physically is harder to remove something that you did physically. Machshava is much more.
We said before earlier with Rav Shimon Shkop that.
What does Rav Shimon Shkop say?
The idea of you take one piece of the chicken and put it off to the side. We said that the thought's not good enough. That physically do an action.
For Rav Shlomo Kluger, you mean? Rav Shlomo Kluger?
Rav Shlomo Kluger, right. But the idea is, here, the thought is so important.
Yeah. What's up there?
When you say the thought itself is part of the thought, so by the fact that it's not just because of the thought, it was now became tarovus.
Yes, I mean, by right. In other words, the tarovus is in your mind, because you don't know, because it's not really mixed together. So he wants to say that if you have one matzah that wasn't made lishma and it got mixed in the other matzahs, you have to throw away you don't have to throw away, you can eat it on Chol HaMoed, whatever, but you can eat it, you can't eat it for the mitzvah. You can't eat it for the mitzvah. Because we won't say bittul. This is like one of his famous pieces. What do you say? Then he gives here. We have this name Paseches Para. Eifer Kosher. Right, for the Eifer of the Para Aduma. Eifer Kosher Nus'arev be'Eifer Mikla. Holchim Acha Arov. The tamei ve'ein mekachin b'hem. The mashma lo mahani bittul baro harov l'ni kiddush. Hakol ha'tam da'af she nesarif ha'evim mikla barov because mokum lo bo. That was the evim mikla wasn't, l'shma or whatever. So now you want to put it with the kosher paradum ashes. But you have a Mishnais here? You have a Mishnais? You want to get me a Mishnais para? Shkoyach, appreciate it. Some taras there.
We can't say the kosher part of the ashes when not kosher is garnish.
Well, you need, yeah, but say you, who says, maybe you're taking, when you're taking ashes now, maybe you well, the ashes you're taking are not kosher. No? Thank you. Rav, Shlita, okay. Pora, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Eifer kosher, Eifer pora kosher l'hazah. Shins arv be'eifer mikla. Holchim achar rov. Im rov eifer pora, Vatame magu masa, Rom eifer mikla, eina vatame. Vein mikachin, afil kshorobo eifer pora, eimo obito barov. In other words, what's Eifer Para? Of the Para Duma, what's Eifer Mikla?
Stam ashes.
Stam ashes. And I was inside a Kiddush the other day, right before the Chuppah, I reminded myself there was no ashes. So I told the Hasidic Yid, take a napkin, put it in the fire. He made the Eifer Mikla for me. That's good. It's an important minhag, you should know. It's in the Gemara. I once tried to convince a chassid was a little bit resistant about to having a... He said, if you say it, Rabbi, I'll do it. So it's an important minhag. It's, you know, to
about
the
tikkun
chatzos,
put the water.
Yeah, okay. So this is under the chuppah. So you should make sure the ash is under the chuppah. It's a question when you're supposed to put the ashes on. But you should have ashes. So here, you have regular ashes, and regular ashes is no good. You need ashes from the parah aduma, right? So what happens if you have both and they get mixed in? Eifer kosher should tzarv eifer mikla. It's no good. Holchim acharov v'tam eveim mekachim ba. Mashu lo mahani bittel barov in the kiddush. Even if most of them would be paraduma ashes, and some of it would be what? Regular ashes is no good. Okay, the time to option is arve even mikla barov. Is rov paraduma ashes mikol mokum lo botel in kiddush. Kiddush means when you put the afer in the water, in the mechatas that you got from the well, the spring, you know, whatever. Shri mikol mokum lo nasa bo kol mitzvahs parve inu batayr. So that's his yisod. What do you think? It's one of his famous pieces. What?
I said I think that under what I was saying.
Yeah.
Is that something physical?
Yeah, that's a physical thing.
Yeah.
That's a physical thing. But in other words, you have ashes. Ashes, ashes. But you need paradum ashes. So you want this Eifer Mikla through Bittul to be considered paraduma. It's nisht paraduma. What's the halacha? There's Dalad Mises Bezdin. So the difference, the two shitas. Is it Skila, Sreifa, Herig, Vechenek? Skila, Sreifa, Herig, Vechenek, in that order. Or is it what?
Sreifa, Skila,
Chenek. Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Vechenek. Which is considered the most chomer. So there are different opinions. Either the order is skila, in other words, the first one is the most chomer. So either skila, sreifa, herik, chenek, or sreifa, skila, chenek, and herik. So say, for example, you have people that are all chayv misa in the room. One guy was Michal Shabbos, one guy did a rat, you know, different things. Yeah. But then we don't know who's who. We know they're all chayv misa. But so haniskolim bin esrofim. Right? So some people are niskolim, say they were Michal Shabbos. So you have a bunch of people in the room that are Michal Shabbos, and then a bunch of people in the room that were Baal Basish Kohen, Kisechel.
Isn't only the woman, wait a minute, isn't only the woman Christ straight for the Baal Zayfhenen?
Yeah. So some people that are chayv strafa. Now, who's the majority in this case? Most of the people in the room are nisrofim. But some niskolim got in. Right? So what's the halacha? Yaduru b'skila. Avogav deruba nisrofim ninu. We don't follow the rav. Why? But my law is lina basa Ruba, for tirtzu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, came a moshach who nerag, and in ezem misa who nerag lo zlin bas Ruba. So the answer is, why don't you say bittel? Why don't you say bittel? What would bittel be? Because most of them are a lot. So now, which is more chomer? What is the Gemara assuming? Sreifas is more chomer. I mean, it's two opinions. But if you hold sreifas more chomer, so then you can't give. So you give everyone what? Skila. Because most of the people in the room are sreifa people. And then there's some skila people. So you can't give them what?
More
chomer than they deserve. But why don't you just say it's batel barov and rov is sreifa? Right? So Rabbeinu Tam says that you only say rov whether somebody's chayv or potter. You say if you follow the rov. But to determine which misa they should get, then you don't follow the rov. So why not? So he says, because when you were a sreifa person, that means you had a gemar din l'sreifa. The bezin pask. When you're a skila person, so that's a positive attribute, that you're a bark tala of sreifa. You're a bar tala of skila. So a fellow who was a bar tala of skila never got that psak din of sreifa. So he doesn't have that attribute. So then we can't give him sreifa. So that's his. In other words, he's bringing another mashal to bolster his shita of. Yeah, sure. I'll tell you, my friend. You're like this. You have 12 people in the room. They all just got paskin. Bezin paskin. Each one had their own din Torah with the bezin. And the bezin of 23 people. Dina nefashos. And they all paskin that what? That the chayev misa. Say, place. How many people I said in the room? 12 people. So 9 of them had psak that they're chayv shreifa for what they did. And 3 of them got a psak that they're chayv skila for what they did. And now we're mixed in the room. And we know they all got to the, but now we forgot which one, who's who got the psak first, right? So now what do we do? So the halacha is we give them all what? Skila. So it was according to the opinion that Sreifa's Mohammed. Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, and Herik. Right? So you give what? So you give everyone the less. Right? But the question is, but there are more Sreifa people in the room than Skila people, so we should say Batel Baroth. And therefore we should give everyone what? Sreifa. That's Tosis' Kasha. And Chul and Yeralef. Why do we give everyone Skila? We should give everyone Sreifa. So Tosis answers that what? That you only say rove by to determine whether somebody's chayiv misa or not chayiv misa, but which misa it is, you don't say. So what's the vort? Because to have get a particular misa, you need a gemar din for that misa. So that gemar din says you're a bar ktola. L'sreifa, your Bartolo L'skila. Right? So Mamela, you get that particular onish. But if you weren't a Bartolo for Sreifa, you're only one for Skila, then you didn't get that label placed on you. And that label is considered like a status. It's a status. This is a Bartola L'Sreifa. This is a Bartola L'Skila. So Mela, you're not going to be chayiv, you're not going to be able to get that, because that's the Yisod, that you don't say Bittel, here's a question of Bittel. So they're all mixed in, we don't know who is who. They're all like the pieces of meat, you know, we don't know who's who. So therefore, you can't say what? You can't say Bittel to give a positive attribute. And here, even though it's not a good thing, positive doesn't mean that it's good. Positive just means a status. Like this is lishma versus this is not lishma. These tzitzis were made lishma. So that's what he says. So in other words, so he's explaining Tosis based on his based on what? On his Yisod.
Somebody tried to kill him, I'm
sorry, No. Kosher meat, we think, is not a status. Kosher meat is the default.
Didn't become kosher
meat. It's kosher meat because it's kosher. The treif.
A negative thing.
Right. It's kosher. Is the negative. Because that's considered like the parv, the kosher. Now something happened that made it. In other words, if it's a kosher species, then it starts out as kosher. So now something happens to it that it made a treif. So that's the negativity. So you can take bittul can take away the negativity to bring it back to the power of state, so to speak. But if you need a shma, or you need a positive gemar din, so then you need it. And if you didn't have it, the bittul can't give you something that you didn't have.
I understand that. So then are we saying that when you go from negative to neutral, that's not going up?
Right. That's not a status. That's That's, you know.
It doesn't have to be only limited. The case doesn't have to be limited to only the makor. I mean, if you have, for instance, if you're drinking abacosos, you have five glasses of wine and one glass of some kind of fruit juice that looks exactly like wine. You can't be mabatel that either, right?
So if you want to have dal kosos, you need wine.
Right. Let's say you have five.
Right, so you want to, well, that's not a good example. It's not a good example because water, you know, wine in the Bisman Chazal was always diluted in water, and then the water...
Yeah, but let's say, okay, let's say they look identical, but one is, I don't know what, one is like a raspberry syrup, and the other cups in front of your wine. They look, and you're not going to know until you taste it.
Well, then you'll know. There's no bittel anyway, because that's like nicker.
Grape
soda
and something.
Okay,
you wouldn't know.
What?
I'd say in case where you wouldn't know, right?
Wouldn't know, right. But you can resolve it by tasting it, okay?
Yeah. What about the Vela versus the meat that you have chopped
it? Well, would we say
that the Vela is negative, or would we say...
Yeah.
Huh?
Just the compost.
Right. What I'm saying is, what's the status of the meat? Is that a
neck? In other words, Nevela is bottle also. Everyone agrees Nevela is bottle.
Right.
Because we take away the status of Nevela, and then it becomes kosher. Even though it wasn't shechted. So you'll say, but it didn't get that...
That positive thing with Shemitah, or we say that the Shemitah somehow is like a...
Is a neutral.
It's just a matir, that's all. It's a
You know, Rabbi Hussein, you could argue with this whole yisod. And, you know. Right, so he's saying, I remember the first time I discussed this with Rabbi Vadi, was this Shiloh of Tfilas Kalim, Shiloh. I have to look back at my notes to see what he asked. In other words, it was a Shiloh that one Kli was. The word got mixed in that wasn't Tovel, and then they were Tovel the whole thing. They have to. So I was talking to him based on the Zohar Yontif, but I have to check how he.
And there, if you learn like that, you have to say that a positive attribute can be, that the Bittel can, like, give all positive attributes, right? You have to say each dayan is if they gave this psak.
Right. So you're saying, in other words, you're right. In other words, Yehuda is saying, maybe the original case of Bittel, Rav Chaim learns from Bezdin, as he explains Rashi, and Bezdin is also he's giving a positive some Dayanim say Chayiv, some Dayanim say Potter, and then Rove, now we say Rove says Chayiv, so now we're saying they're all saying Chayiv, which is giving a so Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi is saying that maybe okay, I mean Orig Yontov is not Chofov to Rav Chaim, but I hear it's a fascinating yisod, but the question is, could you? I'm not taking a shvur daraisa on this Onig Yontif. I'm not taking a shvur. I'm trying to present it, and your questions of, even the question that what you just asked, or the question about shechita, what you were talking about, it's not so simple. I'm trying to defend him now, but I'm not convinced that this mahalik. But like, if you don't know it, if you don't know the Onig Yontif and Bittel, like, you know, it's like I can't even say Shalom Aleichem to you. You know what I mean? So you gotta know this. Everyone knows the Onig Yontif. Then you can say, is it, you think it's right? You think it's not right? It's a good discussion. Harav Yosef Wachshel Shlita.
Does anyone give another explanation of Tosfos?
Yeah, we could probably give more explanations. Yeah, they do. Let's look at another case. Take a look here on page 2. From the Chavis Das, the second arrow. In other words, he's saying a yisod, and based on this yisod, he wants to answer all the problems of the world. In other words, he's answering that Tosis. And now he has another thing. There's a Gemara in Pesachim and Peches. Chamisha shenis arvu oros pescheim. So what is this? You have Korban Pesach, and you shech the Korban, right? And then you take off the skin, and then you see a wart on one of them. So that means that one of them was really what?
Not common.
Shaved. Right, it wasn't kosher because it had a bellus. Now we have no clue.
Like stomach, right? Like stomach.
It's some psul. So now, but we don't know. So one of them had the skin had a yabelis on it. Now, but we don't know. Is it pile A of meat, pile B, pile C, or A, B, C? Which one it is? So now, can I eat any of them? Well, isn't this like McDonald's and McDonald's? Like I have five piles. One of them is no good. The four of them are good. So what's the halacha? The halacha is it's all possible. It's all possible. So why? So the question the Chavis Das asks, why don't you say bittel barov, bittel chad betray? Four of them are good. Four of the orus are good. Only one of them, there was a psul in the skin, and therefore that means the animal was no good, and therefore...
Same as the
tested. Yeah. V'hiksha, milo's lina basaruba, midaraisa chad betray bottle, im kem yicholim lechol, kola chamisha psochim. But yet the halacha is that you can't eat any of them. But it says, the Oneg Yontif, but according to me, because again, only take away negativity. Shame Korban Kosher, Kaven to Habal Yabelas, Posul Hula Pesach, Kolat Haruvas, Asun Bachila, Talonosabokol, Heksher Korban Hatiru Bachila, Kishar Kotchim. Because he says, since this is Posul, so then when you're making it a Korban Pesach, you can't give it the status of a Korban Pesach. Because here it's a Korban. So Korban has to have a certain status to it. Shecht el Korban Pesach, but if it's Yabelis, it's possible for a Korban. So it'll never get that positive entity. So therefore, Bittel cannot what? Give the positive entity.
Like the
tzitzis. Yeah. Wow.
This applies to the owner, really. To the chiv.
So this is the... This is the Halakha Oneg Yontif. Okay. If you want to see that Tosfos on page 4, Now, Harav Yossi Wagshel asks, is there another pshat in Rabbeinu Tam other than the Oneg Yontif? So I'd like to show you the Eitz Eretz. The Eitz Eretz was Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum, Rav Tzvi Tannenbaum. I happen to know him. I met him in Brookline. He was a Rav, I told you where? In Chelsea, Massachusetts. And who was the Rav that preceded him? From Victor Miller, was the Rav in Chelsea. And he was a big Masader Gittin in the Boston area. And I had a kollel. I ran a kollel for YU in Young Israel of Brookline in the summers of 90, 91, and 92. Those three summers. We had Rabbi Weider was one of my talmidim there in the kollel. I'm trying to think of names that you fellas would know. Ari Marcus from Reshit was in the... So he was a big Talmud of Baruch Be'er. He was a Ben Bais Baruch Be'er. He was a little Ben Bais Baruch Be'er, I believe, 10 years. And he wrote the Sefer Eitz Eretz. He was a big Lamdan. A big Lamdan. Very nice man. So he says, look at the beginning. Hinei yadu alanu chiddush harbeinu tam betosus kama komus. To be misa le misa lo az lina basa rov. Right. Yadu kusha, so he says, kusha to olam misreifas bas koyin. What's the din? If bas koyin ki seichel liznos, ba'esh tisarif. A Bas Koyen, when she is Mazana, so she gets what? Sreifa. But the question is, how do you know she's a Bas Koyen? How do you know anyone's your father? You know who your mother is because you come out of her womb. Even though today that's not so simple either, because you could have an egg, you know, it's a good question if you have an egg from one lady and you're in the womb of another lady, who's the mother? There's a whole big question. So, Sreifas Bas Koyen, so Zechus Dilma Lav Bas Avihu. So how do you know? Maybe the mother was Mazana with somebody. So how do you know who the father is? The answer is, even a person's Mazana, as we were saying, Rov Bilos Achar Bal. Even a woman's Mazana, but most times she's together with her husband. So the fact that we know that a girl is a Bas Kohen is only what? Through what? Through Rov. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you see, if she's not a bas kohen, she's not going to get sreifa. She'll get another punishment. So how do we know to give which punishment to give? If she's not a bas kohen, get sreifa. A bas Israel doesn't get sreifa. Well, chenish, yeah. So now we're deciding which one to give her based on what? On rov. Rabbeinu Tam's sheet is you don't say rov, mi misa la misa. So that's the catch of the ask. Because you only know who the father is based on rov. So he says like this, that so Rabbi, the eight Sarahs want to give the Teretz the following. On page 5 in the bottom of the nine mechidushes of Rabbeinu Tam, the Kovid Rosh, Tim to the Vada had said, "Nikach l'moshel rotzeich nechush demu treifa havai." Whereas if somebody kills somebody, so the Gemara says yichayv misa. But how do you know? Maybe the guy who you killed is not going to live anyway. He's a treifa. So it must be we follow the rov to determine that most people are not treifas. So he says, so what's the pshat? He says, see, Rov is going to tell us who you killed. Did you kill a vibrant person or did you not kill a vibrant person? Because the Edom saw something. They saw somebody kill somebody, but we don't know if it's a vibrant person or not. So then you can follow the Rov to be mashlim the detail. But we know what he did. We knew he shot the guy. But we don't know if the guy he shot is really... See, the word of Rabbeinu Tam is, Rov, if you need to know whether a certain action happened, you can't follow Rov. So I don't know. If he's a skila, he was Machal Shabbos. If he's straight from his Mazana. So which one was this person do? So then I need Adam to tell me that, what he did. Did he do kill Shabbos or did he do Znus? So then, Rabbeinu Tam says, you can't follow Rov for that. You need what? You need Adam to say which Maisa he did. But here we know what Maisa he did. We know that the woman was Mazana. We just don't know, is she a Bas Koyin or a Bas Yisrael? So that, Rov could give in the details. Rov could tell us that we treat her like a Bas Koyin because her father's a Koyin, even though maybe her mother was Mazana. Right. So that's the answer. When Rabbeinu Tam says you don't follow Rov, that's in the case of Niskolim and Nisrofim. So it's two different Maisim. The Niskolim, they Chayis with Machal Shabbos. The Nisrofim, they were Chayis Mazana. So I don't know. What did this person do? So now Rov can't tell me what action they did. Because I need Aiden for that. Rov can only tell me, is this person a Bas Kohen or a Bas Yisrael? So that's the work. So Mamela, this is a different teretz than Onegyotov's teretz. So Onegyotov's saying that you don't follow Rov because you need a positive thing. The Eitzera is saying no, you don't follow Rov because Rov can't tell you what action is done. Rov can only tell you the action was done. Was it done to somebody who's a vibrant person? So since most people are vibrant, then we view it that he did it to a vibrant person. So to answer Yossi Wachshel's question, that's the idea. And if you want to see the Gemara in Pesachim, on page 7, Hamisha Shinis Arvu Oros Peschehem, Sebezev, Nimtzel Yebel Zvechem Mehem. So the Gemara says, Kulon Yotzim Leveis HaSreifa. So you have to burn all the, you can't eat any of the Korban Pesach. So the Chavos Das, on page 8, Chavos Das is the Nesivus. He says, Tamuoli, Chamishin is Arvu, Oros Pischem, Komer Hosam Lo Shon is Arvu Achar Zrika, Vokodim Zrika Lo, because the Zrika was already, you didn't know yet. So therefore, it's Chal. So by then, so the Pesach was Chal, you don't need to do Pesach Sheni, but you can't eat it. So he asked the Kasha, but why isn't it Batil? Why is it Batil? So that's the only Yontov's answer. That you don't say bittul to give a positive attribute. And at the end, the last two lines. Am I also calling Lecho Havotel Barov? Oh, okay. I guess it's late now. But Mezushem, we're going to see now next on Wednesday the Gemara in Zvachim that Rav Shechter pointed out. I think others point out that maybe it could be there's a machlokis Rashi and Tosfos that that's toloi on whether we hold like the Oneg Yontif or we don't hold like the Oneg Yontif. So you have to digest it. It's not partial. Again, I was trying to defend it today, but your kashas were, you know, were good kashas.
Is the chazoka that most people are not traitors, and the chazoka that most be'ilos are after Abba, those are the same chazokas we use here, right?
Yeah,
they lead to the same conclusion.
Right, in other words, it tries to identify a fact. It doesn't tell you, the Maisa, we know what happened, happened, that she was Mazana or whatever. But we don't know who's her father.
But we say it's a Chazoka that...
Well, we don't know. We know he killed somebody, but we don't know. Is the person he killed, was he really a Bar Kayama? So now, and if the father's a Kohen... So now,
no, but even if we're not sure that that's her father, we say both the Elos
Acharbal, and then we say now we know that that's her father, and therefore if her father's a Kohen, should we call her a Bas Kohen, even though maybe the mother was Mizana with a Levi.
Based on that Chazoka, you give her Sreifa. Based on that Chazoka, right?
Based on the
that Chazoka, that both the Elos.
Right. So then that identifies who her father really is. Same and we say thing. That her father is the one who's... her mother's husband is her father.
So
and not some other random guy.
So same by the case of Barbara Tziva, right? Most people are not rapists.
Right.
So we execute him.
By the schach.
Right.
We learned at the beginning of the year. You bring the schach from the tree of Tal. And it mixes with the kosher schach. But even though if the kosher schach is not a roe, but what we bring in become part of the roe. So we have a situation where it's doing something positive. It's machshir the schach, I think. And then the answer is halacha moshe b'sina.
You say you're taking away the psul.
It used to be possible to attach it.
Right. You hear what he said? He answered your question.
Taking away the psul.
Yeah. Of the chuber. The status quo is that it should be kosher because it's could do like now it's that should be okay, but you're saying it's mechuber, so now we're taking away the psul mechuber. Okay, but I mean this is again. I'm not taking a shvur d'oraisa on this one again. I'm not. But Oneg Yontif said it, so you have. You know, it's kedai to. I won't. I'll speak to you if you don't know every oil yontif. So certain oil yontifs you have to know. Right. If you don't know every, you have to know every truma sadesh. Right. Every node of Yehuda, every chasim sofer.
Yeah, every yaros tavash.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know everyone, but you should know yaros tavash. But I don't know if you have to know everyone. But an oil yontif you should know. Like Rabbi Hirsch, we discussed what's the most famous one. This one or Tanai B'Mitzvot, Rabbi Hirsch was discussing that. Okay, Rabbi Zay? Shine. We'll continue Be'ez Hashem Wednesday.